that's wrapped up in books. And my guest today, Edel Hopkin, is certainly wrapped up in books. Good morning, Edel.
Hello, Lee.
Nice to have you. Yes, nice to have you with us. So you're wrapped up in books and you're wrapping books. You're a bookmaker.
I'm a bookmaker, but that could have gotten me into a lot of trouble on Saturday because I'm not that sort of bookmaker. Yes, I'm a bookbinder bookmaker.
Yeah. And how long have you been making books?
I've been doing it for about 10 years now, a sort of third career.
Yes, it seems an unusual thing to do. How did you come to be making books?
It was something that I'd just always wanted to do. I love books. I love the shape, the feel, the size, the noise, the smell, all of those things that lots of your people will relate to.
Have you always loved books?
Always, yes. Ever since my grandmother gave me a collection of children's classics, Black Beauty and all the others. And I wanted to learn how to make one. My husband found a course for me, and that was the beginning of what's occupied me for the past 10 years.
And that was the beginning. Was it as easy to make a book as you thought?
I don't think I had thought, actually, whether it was easy or not. I really hadn't. And there were more steps involved in it, I suppose, than I expected, which took me a little while to get my brain around. But once it's explained and you see how they work, then it makes a lot of sense.
And what you're doing is hand those, isn't it? When I'm thinking of books, I'm thinking of those in a shop that's sort of mass produced, but the ones you're making, very individual.
Very individual, but the same structure applies and the same processes apply if they're done by hand or by machine. But one of the things that we try and encourage is if people want to repair books, is that they learn to make one first. Because once they've made it, then it takes away all the fear of oh, my precious book, and I can't do this and I can't do that. Because you can, once you know how it's made, then it can be put together properly again.
And how long does it take to make a book?
To make a book? Well, it could take you 2 or 3 days. Or in the classes that I run, we try and break it down into easy, manageable, repeatable steps. And we can produce a very, very fine-looking A6 hardbacked notebook with handmade marbled papers in 3 hours.
In 3 hours?
In 3 hours. And we even manage a break for tea and cake.
Of course you do. And these are unique things. Nobody else has that book.
Nobody else has that book. And we even have the opportunity for people to learn to do their own marbling if they want to. So really, nobody else has that book.
And you're talking about the courses there. What kind of people come to your courses?
All sorts. Truly all sorts. We have some students, we have some scientists, we have some teachers, librarians, all sorts. And we have all ages. We have people from retirement communities all the way down to the student age group.
And I'm imagining Cambridge is a good place because it's quite a booky place.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody loves books here. They may not always have the time to make them, but they do love them.
And I came along to one of your courses, and people were having a lot of fun.
They love it, yes. It's an opportunity to do something completely new, a little bit unusual, because even though it's such a booky place, there really aren't many people teaching it. So they do have a lot of fun, and they form a very close-knit community themselves as a result of being on classes. They keep in touch with each other. We have a very, very active closed Facebook group where people share and encourage and help each other. So it becomes, you know, an added little bit of their lives.
And they're going to be part of this event in Histon, is that right? Histon Handmade, which is taking place on the 15th of April from 12 to 7 at St Andrew's Centre. Let's get those details in there. They're going to be there, some of your students.
They are.
So explain what this is going to be.
I am so excited about it. Histon Handmade has been started by Claire Howison, and this is its second outing. It had an event in November, and the Easter one is the second one. And there's a wonderful range of really, really talented makers and artists and people I've worked before, like Joe Clark, Roxana Durand, Abby Cochran, Claire herself. I'm taking part But it occurred to me that it would be, if it was okay with Claire, it would be a wonderful opportunity for some of the people who have been doing a lot of book and box making to test their skills and test their interest in taking their bookmaking just a little bit further again, if anybody wanted to make something more commercial out of it or just wanted to make the public aware of what they were doing. And I mentioned it in the closed Facebook group. It's not, and 8 people responded. And they have put together some of the most beautiful work I have seen in a long while. So much better than I would have done. So much better.
These are your students?
Yes.
How proud do you feel?
I am thrilled to bits. I am completely delighted. That is the whole point of teaching somebody to do something, is that they can then go and do it.
So will these products be for sale?
Yes. Well, this is a good point. They technically they're for sale, but we have all gotten together to arrange our table or our display for the day, and there were so much oohs and ahs over other people's work that one person said that she thought there'd be more bartering than selling going on the day, and we would all just go home with each other's books and boxes. So the beautiful stuff. Joe is making some Japanese bound notebooks, but she changed the structure of the stitching and has managed to make open and closed lidded boxes using a whole new technique. Ning Fen has put together beautiful combinations of marbled paper and leather in traditional looking books. Sophie has made boxes, and they're lined with fabulous papers and different sizes and different colours, and they're just lovely. Helen is doing a secret Belgian binding, to which somebody else said we needed to serve chocolate with, so we think we'll do that, because anything Belgian needs chocolate.
I think chocolate, yes, yeah. Chocolate.
Yeah. Sue Day's photograph albums, handmade paper, hemp ties. Gorgeous. You'll have to come.
Oh, it does sound beautiful.
They
it strikes me that, you know, for the first time for people making these things and putting them out there, that's quite a big step.
I think it's a big bit of excitement for them. I thought that we would have somebody else there with me on shift over the day, so that everybody would have a chance to make the books or the boxes, to take part a little bit in the planning of how we project ourselves for the day. So they've come up with their own marketing stuff. But I also thought it would be interesting, if they wanted to be there for maybe an hour or so, just to see what it's like meeting the public and having the chance to talk about things. Everybody is coming for the whole day.
Oh, that's lovely. So it's a real reunion.
Complete mob-handed.
But these are people who started out not knowing how to make a book at all, and they've gone through your courses with you. They've gone through a journey.
That's right. Yes, I don't think anybody... Yeah, all of them were new to it, as far as I can remember.
And here they are, yes, selling what sounds like absolutely, yes, beautiful work.
Yeah. Some people in the space of... maybe a year, and some have been doing it for a bit longer. Some have been doing it between a year and 3 years.
And a big step, yeah, as I say, when you share your work. Do you remember that first time that you shared?
Oh,
first
terrifying.
Book you've,
yes,
made.
Yes. Even still, it's terrifying being out there. It's going to be much easier promoting their work than it is promoting mine.
This sounds,
you can,
like,
get so excited.
Well,
about
you can, but
other
this sounds
stuff,
like it might be a long-term project, that you might have created a little company.
I'm very happy with my classes and the teaching. I don't know that I... But if somebody else wanted to take it on and do more in terms of getting the group together in different, in sort of commercial ways, then I would certainly support it. But I think I'm happy with my classes.
And your classes, if people are interested in your classes, it's edel, that's edel.uk.net. And you were saying earlier to me off air that you started doing work with corporates as well, with organisations.
Yes. The feedback I was getting from classes for a long while was that they were very relaxing, they were very sort of mindful, they were very de-stressing, they were very absorbing. And my original background was in management training and communication skills. And it seemed to me that it was that the corporate area would be a good place to introduce this sort of opportunity. It's a chance for people to get together in a very sort of non-threatening environment. People from different areas of companies who have an interest in creativity or crafts, and they build relationships and have the opportunity to meet, to talk outside of the work environment and yet still very closely linked to the work environment.
That sounds lovely. I think that would be a lovely thing. As you say, it's a kind of team building thing, and you've got something at the end to show for it.
Yeah.
So if people are interested in your courses, either corporate or individual, it's edel.uk.net. And the website for Histon Handmade, if you want to go along and, it's going to be a bit of a scrummage around your table, I think.
Wouldn't that be nice?
To get some of those beautiful products, it's histonhandmade.com.
That's right. And we are there on Saturday, Easter Saturday.
Lovely.
April 15th.
Well, good luck. It does sound
Thank
like
you.
It will be a beautiful event.